always serving a fresh cup of daily inspiration, Deanna Hobbs.
Today's inspiration is to assure you that God has already made a way. Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where our mission is to help you do what God has destined and designed you to do. My team and I distribute free online resources to the masses around the world. We are raising up an army of believers who are committed to pursuing their purpose in the earth. I'm so glad you've joined me again. It is really a privilege to have you here with me, and I love sowing into your spirit. These podcasts that you hear, they are available as a free resource to you. You can listen or download them on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, DeannaHobbs.com. You can even go over to my YouTube channel under Deanna Hobbs and hit that red subscribe button. And every time I upload, you will receive notification. Got to keep you in the know. Let's say a little prayer. God, our Father, we thank you and we come to you as humbly as we know how, appreciative of this chance to hear a word from you. We ask that you would feed us with manna from on high. Give us this day our daily bread. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, at my house, the bulb in the hallway blew out. That's not revolutionary or strange, right? But our youngest son, Caleb, he peered up at this white hanging light above the stairwell that was dangling from our very high ceiling, and he wondered aloud. He said, "How is Daddy going to change that light?" I could tell that in his mind, this was a really hard task, right? And that's when our eldest son, Kadar, who's 13 years old, bounded up the steps, reached out and touched the light. He bent over the railing, looked down at me and Caleb and said, "He just has to come up here." For our older, more experienced son, the job didn't seem hard at all. Our little one said, "Oh," with this enlightened look. He hadn't thought about just climbing the stairs to gain easy access to the pendant light that from downstairs seemed much too far to reach. "You're right, Kadar," I said, high-fiving him. Way to shift our perspective. And sure enough, not too long after our conversation, my husband, Kenya, walked up the stairs, unscrewed the light, replaced the bulb, and it works perfectly. Now, as you can see, it was a very easy problem to solve, but from the lower level of the house, the light seemed unreachable. It really did. Coming up higher, however, changed all that in an instant. So how does that apply to us? Well, shifting our perspective on a situation is really crucial, especially in times when we're struggling with doubt, worry, anxiety, or fear. You know the enemy loves to make you feel like the answers and the solutions to your problems are just out of reach, much like that light seen to Caleb from downstairs. But if you allow God to change your mindset, he can help you develop a higher perspective and see things through his eyes. Then you'll stop making the mistake of believing Satan's lies when he says, "It's not possible, it won't work, you'll be in this rut forever, or your destiny is out of reach." He's a liar. But if you let Satan win, you'll become resigned to your fate and you'll falsely believe that there's no way out, even when God has already made a way. As I was preparing to share with you today, God directed me to this biblical prophet Habakkuk. In chapter 1, we find him totally frustrated because God hadn't moved against Israel's enemies and he wanted to know why the Lord hadn't done anything yet. He was complaining to the Lord and telling God, basically, "Look, Lord, these opposing nations are terrorizing your people. They're worshiping false gods. They're doing all sorts of wrong and still seem to be prospering. And it isn't fair." Now, have you ever been in a place where it feels like God is allowing the enemy to run rampant and you wonder, "When, God, are you going to move and act in my favor?" I know I've been there in my life. And if you follow me closely, you know of some of the personal trials and tribulations I've faced. And that's why I can almost feel Habakkuk's pain when he asked God in verse 1, "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?" And then the prophet said, "I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. Now here's something interesting. While Habakkuk awaited God's response, he was actually standing in a watchtower. And this was this elevated platform that served as a security or early warning system if enemies were invading. Watchtowers were really popular among families in ancient times, and it makes sense because here's why. During harvest time, enemies and critters would infiltrate and steal crops, so families would sleep in these towers and take turns watching to keep intruders from robbing them. Makes sense, right? They could see better from up there and protect their harvest from being stolen. So this guard post that Habakkuk mentioned in this text, it allowed them to see the enemy and also provided reinforcement, defense, and fortification. Now that you have that context, I want you to think about how completely and totally powerless Habakkuk felt, standing in a watchtower designed to help see the enemy and protect from the enemy and still not be able to stop the attack. But just because he could see with his natural eyes didn't mean his perspective was right. He needed a shift. So God answered the prophet's complaint, and his answer is found in Habakkuk 2 and 3, which says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, and it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." So God assured Habakkuk that breakthrough would surely come, not maybe, but surely. The enemy would not rule forever, and ultimately, the sovereign one, the Lord Almighty himself, would get vengeance and deliver his people. The word of the Lord had gone forth. The plan of God was already in place. And that's the thing I want you to zone in on. Even though the people of God were in captivity, God knew how long they were going to be there, and he already had a plan. But in the midst of the delay to Habakkuk, it felt like denial. You can relate to that. But God had already made a way for his people. That way couldn't be seen yet, however. At least, as I said, not in the natural. Habakkuk saw the enemy winning with no end in sight, but God knew the end date. He already had a set time for his people's deliverance, just as he has for yours. But you can't allow the situation to condition your thinking, and you've got to adopt a godly perspective on the matter and know that God already has made a way. It's already done. I don't see it, but I'm going to praise him in the meantime. And that's what Habakkuk did. After God spoke to him, he had a shift in his thinking, and we can see it so clearly in chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. And this is what he said: "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, and though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." When you allow God to give you a higher perspective, you, like Habakkuk, you'll move from complaining to praising. You'll realize that breakthrough is headed your way despite the obstacles you're facing. And I pray that while you're listening to this podcast, your perspective will begin to shift so you can recognize that it's already done and God has already made a way. Praise in your dry season. Rejoice in the valley. Send up a shout in your wilderness. Declare that it is well in the midst of turmoil and chaos. When you do that, you'll have a deep, settled peace in times of trouble, knowing that God has got it in control. When you grab hold to this revelation, you'll start talking like David did in Psalm 43 and 5. And I'm going to go ahead and stir that one up into your cup of inspiration. He said, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? And why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." As you drink down the contents of your cup, lift up your head, place your hope and full confidence in the Lord. Command your soul to bless the name of God through this test. Realize that he has already made a way. Shout like you know it. He knows exactly where you're headed. He has a plan for your life. In fact, the Lord, in his infinite wisdom and with his impeccable timing, has preordained the exact date and time of your set time. He's doing this thing his way. He didn't one day look at your situation, even if it seems too bad and far gone, for him to fix and say, oops, I didn't know what was going on. No, just know that if it's happening, though you may not understand it, he allowed it. And if he allowed it, he has already made a way to bring you out. The enemy is on a short leash. He can't do anything that the Lord won't allow him to do. So go ahead and trust God in this season. He is in full control. So if your head is hung down and you're thinking too low, you need to look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Your help comes from the Lord, and you can be assured that he has already made the way. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. They may be going through a difficult season when nothing seems like it's working out, but we know, oh God, that you already have a plan in place. In fact, you have already made the way. So please help this person listening, Father, shift their perspective so they can see through your eyes and declare for themselves by faith that the way is made and the problem is already worked out. And we declare together by faith that it is done, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we help fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to www.deannahobbs.com.